Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new cover song by Lucas Wimmer called Lifer, originally released by New Orleans supergroup Down. More locally, Lucas recorded the song at his home studio, creating a sonic departure from his previous release by exploring the heavier territory that was the foundation of his musicianship. Follow the artist at CLKW2002 on Instagram to keep up with the latest news. In the meantime, local musicians who want to be highlighted next time can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. Don't forget to stream Lifer by Lucas Wimmer on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm laughing right back in my eyes. Welcome back. It's your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and I've got a signature rant in store for you. But first, let me give you a quick rundown on what you heard in that music block. We kicked it off with Birds Bear Arm and their latest release, Dentistry. We had Crimrees with Face in the Crowd, or sorry, Crowd of Faces. I always get that mixed up. We had The Brothers G with Let You In. We heard from Lucas Wimmer via our Release Radar program with Lifer. And then we just had Pretty with their latest release called Bored. And I hope you are not bored. I hope you are ready to hear a man lose his mind in real time, because that's what I've got in store for you. So, back in September of 2025, I bought a used car, and I may withhold the name of the auto dealer because I don't think the issues that befell it are necessarily their fault. So I will, I think, take the high path there. But I bought an auto dealer, or sorry, a vehicle from an auto dealer here in town. Very reputable, very good reputation. And I did a lot of research on the vehicle and the car itself, having some minor kind of cosmetic issues. Otherwise, was a good price point, was great mileage, about 120,000 kilometers on the engine. So I went, you know what? Okay, we're going to make this happen. I get the vehicle, I get the warranties, I do the financing. It's an amount that I can definitely afford. The insurance isn't terrible. It's pretty good given my driving record. The vehicle itself test drives well. It's big. It's comfortable. It was a 2017 Infiniti, which I prefer my foreign-made vehicles. I tend not to like the North American-made cars for a lot of reasons, but I digress. Within the first day, of having this thing, the check engine light comes on, and it's like, oh my gosh, okay. I call the dealer, I kind of give them the rundown, they bring it in, and basically the car is with them for a week as they install a new timing chain kit in the engine, and that seems to fix the problem. Okay, not a great start, didn't cost me anything, got it done fairly quickly, we're back on the road. And for the most part, moving forward from September to about January, it is a serviceable vehicle. It runs well, it's big, it's comfortable, it's got a lot of features. My 2009 that I replaced it with did not have. So I'm like, okay, it's a rocky start, but otherwise I'm enjoying this vehicle. And then around February, I'm like, okay, let's start looking into, I just want to take it into my mechanic, maybe get the tires rotated, just get them to do a once-over, make sure everything looks good as we head towards the spring. And when I bought the vehicle, I distinctly remember asking the salesman, hey, what kind of tires do we have? Do I need to buy, you know, summer tires? He said, no, they're all season. I went, great. Because winter tires definitely have their benefits, but for me, I don't drive particularly aggressively. I can usually get by with all seasons based on how I drive. When I took it to the mechanic, he's like, oh yeah, you know, we'll get you in and we'll do this when you come to replace your tires. And I said, replace my tires? So yeah, these are winter tires. You know, you want to get your summers on. I drove with those winter tires during the fall, a very hot fall as well, because I was under the impression, because I had been told as much, that they were all season. So that's $1,200 I had to spend to get new tires. So at this point, I'm a little aggro. I'm getting upset now thinking about it, but I'm like, all right. We had an engine issue. We had a miscommunication related to tires. Let's hope that's as bad as it gets. I go to change the oil, and about 2 days after I change the oil, I start getting some really bizarre temperature readings. It starts fluctuating up high before it drops down to the middle once I actually start driving. So whenever I idle, the temperature spikes. Uh-oh, that's a nightmare. It gets to a point, right? I'm literally planning on taking it in on a Monday because things really got bad on a Friday. And by the time I take it in on the Monday, the engine is so bad that I'm barely able to make it around the corner to my mechanic. And they tell me, hey, this is no longer a long-term viable vehicle. I bought this thing in September, and at this point, it's March. And they're telling me this. So I am miserable. I am furious. I'm about as angry can get. Eventually, what we end up finding out is that the head gaskets are blown. And, but wait, there's more. the fluid leaked into the lower half of the engine. So not only is the top of my engine completely kaput, the lower half is so damaged that it is eventually going to go. So I need a full engine replacement on a vehicle I had bought less than 9 months prior. Thankfully, I had purchased a warranty. In fact, I had purchased two warranties. One for total protection loss, which basically means if the car was totaled in an accident, I would get my original investment back. And then, you know, mechanical failure, so up to $5,000 per claim. This engine is going to cost a lot more than $5,000. I will just tell you that much. So even with the warranty factored in, I am out of pocket for a great sum of money for someone at my point in their life. But we do manage to secure a second engine. Hallelujah. It actually has less mileage on it. Great. This is Thursday the 21st, I want to say. They call me. They say, hey, you know, we've got your vehicle in. We got it up. We pulled the old engine out. We got the new engine up. We're about to drop the new engine in. And then we discovered fluid leaking on the floor underneath it. It had the exact same problem my first engine had, which means this vehicle that I bought from a local auto dealer with a very good reputation in town, and to their credit, they've done what they can to try and help me through this process, but at the end of the day, I'm now one vehicle and two engines deep trying to get, once again, a vehicle I bought in September to run. It is June. It has spent almost as many months on the shelf at this point, I feel like, as I have driven it, and I'm going insane. The only thing that's being driven is me, to the brink of insanity, as we are still waiting to see if we can find a second replacement engine, which be the third overall on a vehicle that is less than a decade old. I'm probably never buying a car again. I pray every day that a plane falls out of the sky and crushes my car, because at least then I could get the deposit back. I'm miserable. Life is pain. And that was incredible that I managed to get through all that without swearing once. So I would like a little round of applause, please. I would like a little round of applause, because that was a Herculean feat from yours truly. Okay, I'm going to cry. Before I break down in tears, let's go back to the music. This is another throwback release from 2 years ago. This is Islands with What Occurs on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Always meant to be, just a taste of melancholy brings you to your knees. Human waste potential, I guess it's ornamental. This is a revenge of living well when we're living down in hell. Tell me, what do you-
too well. Sometimes I just feel like screaming at myself. Sometimes I'm in disbelief. I didn't know somehow I need to be alone. Forget our memories, forget our possibilities. What you were changing me into, just giving myself back control. Forget our memories, forget our possibilities. Take all your faithlessness with you, just giving myself back control.
on CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
credit cards and that reckless abandon that comes with the wind. Put it all on three. Shake. Said, shut the fuck up. You think you're being so kind to a couple of ladies who aren't worth your time. She said, you can't imagine what we're running from. Yeah, you. Driving home, I reached into my pocket and I pulled up a note, and it just flew out the window, and I just kept driving home.
Welcome back to your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Just had a nice long music block for you. We kicked it off with Islands and What Occurs. We had a new release from The Next Machine called 2004, so I used that as an excuse to play a couple of 2004 tracks. Linkin Park's Don't Stay and The Killers On Top. We heard from Ironhound with Speed Rockin', Voodoo Club with Born to Kill, Young Jesus with Brenda and Diane, and of course, we just heard from Massive Attack with Ritual Spirit, and we are just about out of time here, folks. I've got a couple more new releases for you, and then I might throw in another throwback before we're done, but coming up next, we have got Lucky by Alex Cooper, followed with She's Gone by Majors to close out what has been an eventful and at times emotionally harrowing edition of the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I hope you have enjoyed. I hope the first weekend in June treats you well. I'm going to be busy as all get out, so I'm hoping to get out and enjoy some of the nice weather when it comes our way. Until next time, my friends, be safe, be well, and be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC goodness coming your way momentarily.
You didn't have to do it this way. You didn't have to hide. Stayed awake and prayed. That you'd see what a mess you made. Now that the clouds are over. She might be